Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
614 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on. We do appreciate it. Let me go ahead and take care of the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Florida officials have proposed a new tax plan that would dramatically cut the state's sales tax from 6% to 5.25%. Florida House Speaker Daniel Perez confirms it would save Floridians about $5 billion yearly. Perez says this will not be a temporary measure. This will be a permanent, recurring tax reduction. Florida's Senate Committee on Criminal Justice struck down a proposal to allow guns on college campuses. Senate Bill 914 failed to get enough yes votes. This week's 4-3 decision temporarily stops the bill from moving forward. And Mothers Against Drunk Driving here in Northwest Florida awarded Escambia officers Lieutenant Brian Short, Deputy Timrian Young, and Deputy Adam Norrie for their service and dedication by making over 40 DUI arrests in 2024.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure and your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We do have some minor backups still on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Maybe a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, there's not much going on. As for the weather, sitting at around 72 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, high of 74, low of 65.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right. I got a lot of state stuff going on, too. This is a busy afternoon, if you will. And thank you so much for having us on. To appreciate that. Florida legislators are working to pass new laws that will close what authorities say is a loophole when it comes to using AI to alter and sexualize the images of others without their permission. Senate Criminal Justice Committee passed Senate Bill 1180 this week. A companion bill is also making its way through the House of Representatives.
And authorities looking for a man who vandalized three Tesla vehicles in Manatee County. It happened at a shopping center in Bradenton on March 11th. The man, who's seen in surveillance footage, is wanted for felony mischief. Now, this guy being in Manatee County, I'm assuming we won't have to worry about him. But we see a lot of Cybertrucks in this area. Tesla vandalisms are becoming more common. So just be on the lookout for anyone who may be doing some shady stuff.
All right. Police are responding to a shooting in Pembroke Park, Florida. That's about 18 miles north of Miami. News 7 in Miami down there. Nicole Lasada is on the scene with the latest.
A man shot a woman, two children described as an infant and a toddler, and another child as well. We understand that that is a young girl, and then turned the gun on himself. We are told per sources that he and the young girl did survive and were taken to the hospital, but all of those others did not.
I just hit like 8 shoots coming from the fourth floor, and when I came out for the front of the building, that's a girl just told me like somebody killed, trying to shoot himself and shoot his wife and 3 kids.
We don't know how any of these folks might be related, if they're related at all.
And a Florida lawmaker wants to lower the state's sales tax. House Speaker Daniel Perez is asking the Ways and Means Committee to reduce the sales tax to 5.25%. He says the move will save Florida residents almost $5 billion a year.
It's a nice afternoon. Might want to go walk Fido today. Get him some exercise.
Or whatever his or her name is.
Yeah, exactly right. Just fill in the blank, if you know what I mean. News Radio 92.3, climate changes and challenges. Are lowering demand and putting a squeeze on Florida's orange juice industry. I know they've been having some problems. Charlie Paintner has more.
Farmers across the Sunshine State are hoping you don't take your morning cups of OJ for granted. Many growers across Florida's citrus belt are struggling to combat a host of ongoing issues. From the aftermath of past hurricanes to a terrible disease destroying their crops. Known as citrus greening disease, the bacterial infection is transmitted by a small insect as it feeds on the tree's sap, slowly killing them. The problems are dramatically decreasing the amount and quality of each harvest.
And the federal government could be called in to respond to red tide outbreaks under bipartisan legislation sponsored by a pair of Tampa Bay area congressmen. Republican Vern Buchanan and Democrat Darren Soto introduced the Protecting Local Communities from Harmful Algal Blooms Act. That's a mouthful. If passed, the legislation would include algal blooms in the definition of a major disaster, and that would allow FEMA to respond to red tide outbreaks and provide technical and financial assistance to states suffering from the effects of the harmful toxins.
It's all about fertilizer runoff into the water, bottom line. Did that for 14 years. I know where that problem's coming from. Special election being held for a vacant congressional seat in Florida. Todd Pirro has the report.
Trump-backed Republican Randy Fine is facing off against Democrat Joshua Wheel in Tuesday's race. Recent poll shows Fine leading Wheel 48-44%. That's really close in what I think a lot of people expected to be a slam dunk. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis raising concerns about turnout. Quote, it's going to be a way underperformance from when I won that district and what President Trump won in November. End quote. President Trump dominated in this deep red district with 65% of the vote in his race against Vice President Kamala Harris, and on the district level, National Security Advisor, now National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz got almost 67% of the vote when he ran for that seat.
All righty, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a very deep dive into some national headlines that's going on today. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes.
I'm Robert Bender, your Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. The special general election is April 1st, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot by March 20th. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 early voting locations from March 22nd through March 29th. Three, you can vote at your polling place on Election Day, April 1st. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote. For more information, visit EscambiaVotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
Planning to buy or sell a home? Don't let unlicensed individuals put your investment at risk. Watch out for deals that sound too good to be true. Be suspicious if someone refuses to show you a property, won't identify potential buyers, or pressures you. Your home and money are too valuable. Before you work with a real estate professional, verify their license. Visit myfloridalicense.com to learn more.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flag Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 624 News Radio, 92.3. Stocks ending down today amid President Trump's latest tariff escalations. Yeah, raising those tariffs. Got a lot of people worried. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending lower, but pairing from bigger earlier losses after President Trump revealed new tariff moves on auto imports. Shares of major automakers like GM, Ford, and Stellantis fell following the president's plans to impose a 25% tariff on all cars that are not made in the U.S., effective April the 2nd. And shares of Tesla rose 2%. The EV maker assembles all the cars it sells in the U.S. within the country. The Dow winners, Apple, Procter & Gamble, and Visa. The Dow declined. Goldman Sachs, American Express, and 3M. The Dow falling 155 points. The Nasdaq lower by 95. S&P 500 down 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your national headlines in just a moment, but first, the roads looking pretty clear from what I can see. Did have some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but that has cleared out. The only problem with lingering congestion is going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 72 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, high of 74, low of 65.
Hey, there's still no jump in unemployment benefits attributed to federal staff cuts. Still watching these numbers. Jenny Casola has more.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits last week declined by 1,000 to 224,000. Assigned layoffs in the private sector are still low. The category that counts federal employees filing for benefits is from the week ending March 15th. It found 821 new claims, down from 1,066 in the prior week. New claims for benefits from laid-off federal workers haven't been significantly increasing, even though federal cuts are estimated in the tens of thousands. Federal employees who accepted an option to resign with pay until September 30th are considered still employed until the end of the period. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And the accidental leak of military attack plans is the focus of an emergency hearing in the Capitol, It was taking place after an advocacy group sued, claiming department secretaries and intelligence chiefs ignored federal records laws by using the auto-delete features on the Signal app. Republicans have been downplaying the breach, which saw officials including Pete Hegseth and Tulsi Gabbard discussing airstrikes in Yemen.
627 News Radio 92.3. While visiting an El Salvador migrant detention center, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem sent a message to would-be illegal crossers into the U.S. If they come here, they will face consequences. Griff Jenkins has the latest from Washington.
The administration not only wants to deter would-be border crossers thinking about it, they also want it to motivate illegal aliens already here to self-deport and leave now or risk being sent to that prison. And what a stark contrast it is to the previous administration's approach when Vice President Harris traveled to Guatemala to address root causes of irregular migration. But deportations like the one that sent more than 260 criminal aliens to that mega prison under the Alien Enemies Act have been halted in a 2-1 decision, the D.C. Court of Appeals upholding Judge Boasberg's restraining order, blocking further flights, ruling those powers are limited to wartime. Now, it's likely on a fast track to the Supreme Court.
And a lawyer for a Turkish student who's in custody is indicating that no charges have been filed against her. A Homeland Security spokesperson said in a statement that an investigation revealed Rumeysa Özturk was supporting a foreign terrorist organization that allegedly relishes the killing of Americans. Ozturk is a student at Tufts University in Boston, and she's reportedly in custody at an ICE processing center in Louisiana.
News Radio 92.3. I've been watching for the outcome of this story here. Here's what I'm talking about. Today is the deadline for Maine to comply with an executive order signed by President Trump that bans transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. Hadn't seen anything come across the wire yet. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
Earlier this month, the Department of Education said an investigation concluded that Maine violated Title IX anti-discrimination law by allowing transgender girls to compete on girls' sports teams and use girls' facilities, and it gave the state 10 days to comply or face potential prosecution by the Justice Department. The investigation was opened in February, just days after President Trump and Maine's Democratic Governor Janet Mills clashed over the issue at a governor's meeting at the White House, in which Mills told him, "We'll see you in court." Maine officials have said they plan to follow state and federal law, which not only recognizes trans athletes but prohibits discrimination against them. The president has also threatened to withhold federal school funding if the state does not comply. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the Department of Education is reopening online applications for income-driven student loan repayment plans. The plans that are now available are income-based repayment, pay-as-you-earn, and income-contingent repayment. Those plans have been taken down by the Trump administration earlier this year.
Okay, there is a documentary on the way with Billy Joel as the main focus. It's coming to HBO. Michelle Polino has more on it.
A new documentary on Billy Joel is coming to HBO and Max this summer. The two-part series will be produced and directed by Susan Lacey, whose work includes American Masters and Jane Fonda in Five Acts. The series will reportedly explore Joel's creative process, focusing on the love, loss, and personal struggles that fuel it. Filmmakers have been given access to unseen performances, home movies, and more to create an expansive portrait of the life and music of Joel. The Piano Man, who's been out on tour, recently announced he would be postponing a number of tour dates due to a need for recovery from recent surgery. He's set to return to the stage July 5th in Pittsburgh. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. 14 programs will be recommended for CARES microgrants from the Escambia Children's Trust. Officials recommend that up to $611,000 be allocated for those grants. The executive board will vote on April 8th. And if approved, the microgrants are set to be awarded May 1st for a one-year trial period. We will follow this one for you. Coming up in about 7 minutes, sports, weather, and a look at the local news on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A judge is ordering the Trump administration to preserve texts that were sent on the app Signal regarding plans to attack Houthi rebels. Fox's Jill Nader reports.
The nonprofit American Oversight is demanding the Trump administration not delete Signal messages about military planning. The organization filed a lawsuit saying the government relied on unauthorized use of Signal for sensitive national security decision-making.
Department of Government Efficiency Chief Elon Musk is defending spending cuts made across the federal government. He tells Fox News DOGE is complying with the law.
We try to keep Congress as informed as possible, but the law does say that money needs to be spent correctly. It should not be spent fraudulently or wastefully.
Critics accuse DOGE of making harmful cuts to vital government programs. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. economy grew faster than anticipated in the final 3 months of last year, according to the Commerce Department. Gross domestic product accelerated at a pace of 2.4% for the October through December period. That marks a slight 0.2% increase over previous estimates. Video game company Ubisoft today announcing it's creating a new gaming subsidiary, with Chinese tech giant Tencent investing $1.25 billion into the venture. Ubisoft says the subsidiary will focus on their best-known franchises, including Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six. The move follows months of speculation about Ubisoft's future. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling 144 points. The S&P 500 dropped 18, and the NASDAQ was down by more than 90. Crude oil futures for May are around $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Galbo, the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. We have four Sweet 16 games tonight. I believe BYU against Alabama and Maryland against Florida will be high scoring. I like the Gators and Crimson Tide to both advance to the Elite Eight. We know Duke is the best team in the country, and Caleb Love and the Wildcats are obviously a respectable opponent, but I like Duke to advance. And finally, give me the only double-digit seed remaining in Arkansas to upset Texas Tech. I'm Zach Galbo.
Ready to shoot your shot? Log into BetMGM and make your picks in our March Matchups 250K Pick'em for your chance to win a share of bonus bets. It's free to play and easy to get started. Just log into your BetMGM account and predict what will happen at different points throughout the college basketball tournament. You'll earn points with every correct answer, which gives you a shot to win a share of bonus bets. Just pick what will happen throughout March Matchups, and if you make enough correct picks, you'll win a share of bonus bets. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Austin.
637 News Radio right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thursday afternoon, feeling pretty good about this. Enjoy the weather today. This time tomorrow, the clouds will start moving in. And then, as Austin says, you're going to have a maybe a potentially wet Saturday and Sunday with Monday also following suit.
Right.
So Austin's all over. We'll check in with him in just a second and kind of see if we can unscrew these things in terms of the weather forecast. Not very positive at this point.
No.
For the weekend. Speaking of the weekend, 2025 Waterboys Spring Surfing Classic gets underway Saturday morning over at the pier. Could change if the weather turns bad. No matter, the competition will feature divisions of all surfers. And the second weekend of the men's NC2A tournament tips off today. Fox's Joe Morgan has a preview.
March Madness won't have a Cinderella story this year. The Sweet 16 gets underway tonight, and it's all about the power conferences. For the first time since the bracket expanded to 64 teams in 1985, the Sweet 16 is completely made up of teams from power conferences, including seven from the SEC. The only double-digit seed remaining, the 10th-seeded Arkansas Razorbacks, take on 3-seed Texas Tech in the final game of the night. To start the fun, 6-seed BYU looks to upset 2-seed Alabama before 4-seed Maryland and 1-seed Florida square off in San Francisco. And then, the premier matchup of the night, as Cooper Flagg and 1-seed Duke look to advance to the Elite Eight when they take on Caleb Love and 4-seed Arizona. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, speaking of that BYU-Alabama game, it's already gotten underway. 8 minutes to go until halftime. Alabama up, but they're struggling a bit. 32-28 over the Cougars at this time.
All right, 637 News Radio 92.3. LeBron James saves the Lakers from going into overtime, and the Sweet 16 will face off in the latest round of March Madness. Jared Max has the latest.
Fox Sports Update.
Luka with two for the win. Tipped up and in for the count. LeBron James at the buzzer. He says, rack it up.
On ESPN, LeBron James tipped in the winning basket for the Lakers, who beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 120-119. LeBron James scored 10 of his 13 points in the final quarter. He extended his NBA record to 1,283 consecutive games with at least 10 points. Through the first three quarters at Indiana, LeBron had only 3 points on 0-for-6 shooting. Luka Doncic scored 34 points to lead the Lakers. He hit 6 3-pointers, also had 7 rebounds and 7 assists. Out the last 5 games with an ankle injury, reigning league MVP Nikola Jokic returned to the Nuggets last night and produced a triple-double. 39 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Denver beat Milwaukee 127-117. The reigning champion Celtics won their 7th game in a row, snapped the Suns' 4-game win streak, 132-102. The Knicks could have clinched a playoff spot, but they lost to the Clippers 126-113. James Harden and Kawhi Leonard combined for 56 points for Los Angeles. The Raptors beat the Nets 116-86. Wizards over the Sixers 119-114. Men's NCAA basketball tournament resumes tonight. 4 games in the round of the Sweet 16. First game just after 7 Eastern, Alabama versus BYU. 30 minutes later, Florida takes on Maryland. The later games, Duke against Arizona and Texas Tech versus Arkansas. Welcome to opening day of the Major League Baseball season. 8 days since the Dodgers and Cubs wrapped up a 2-game regular season series in Tokyo. All 30 Major League teams scheduled to play today. First game 3 p.m. Eastern in New York, where the reigning American League champion Yankees will host the Brewers. Shortly after, the Orioles and the Blue Jays will take the field in Toronto. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And since Jared was talking about the Sweet 16 there, I do just want to give you one more notification for this evening. Westwood One sports coverage of the NCAA Men's Tournament is on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find that on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. You can also get the ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness this basketball season.
641 News Radio, 92.3. How would you like to be living in Los Angeles doing your sports gig? And they say to you, you've got to move to Bristol, Connecticut.
That would be quite a jarring change of pace.
That is what is happening. ESPN is ending its Los Angeles-based production of SportsCenter. The network has had a Los Angeles SportsCenter broadcast for more than 15 years. But on Wednesday, ESPN informed employees that it was moving the show back to Bristol. That's where their headquarters is, by the way. The positions associated with the show are moving too, and employees have the option to move to continue their employment, according to The Athletic's Andrew Marchand.
All right.
How about that for a surprise?
Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you a sports question here. You're at a baseball game, and you've got money for any food item you want. What are you getting?
Water. Squeeze a lemon. Okay. I'm good.
That's not food.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hamburger.
Okay, cool. Well, that has nothing to do with what I'm saying. A new Dodgers season means new food on the menu at Dodger Stadium. The all-new Slugger is a 16-inch, not hamburger, but jalapeno cheddar sausage topped with white cheese sauce. This sounds like it would destroy you.
Oh my gosh.
You're looking for something sweet, you can try the all-new S'mores Nachos. It's cinnamon sugar-dusted tortilla chips with chocolate and marshmallows. Most fans feel it's a sin to eat anything but Dodger dogs while watching the boys in blue at Dodger Stadium, which sells about 3 million Dodger dogs per season. I'll tell you this. If you have the jalapeno cheddar dog with like the sweet chips and everything, okay, you eat that in the second inning. By the time you get to the bottom of the sixth, you're going to be feeling a little
sick.
Yeah. My goodness.
So what is the rule of thumb on this whole thing? Make sure you have a seat close to the bathroom
if you're going to buy the food.
Nail on the head there,
there
yes.
You go.
Okay, I mentioned this to you. I think it was last hour or so. A Tennessee Volunteers football legend set to replace Gary Danielson as CBS Sports lead college football analyst following the 25 season, according to the release from Paramount. Former Vols football player Charles Davis will replace Danielson as the lead analyst for CBS Sports College Football.
All right.
That's a prime gig.
Yes, it absolutely is. And one of the NBA's top players recovering from knee surgery. ESPN reporting that Dallas Mavericks guard Kyrie Irving underwent successful surgery to repair his torn left ACL on Wednesday. The 33-year-old suffered the injury during the first quarter of the team's loss to the Kings on March 3rd. The 9-time All-Star finishes the season averaging 24.7 points a game. The Mavs have gone 3-8 since Irving's injury and are currently competing for a play-in tournament spot.
Hey, don't forget tomorrow morning. No. Don't. Forget what I just said. Saturday morning. I keep thinking it's Friday for some reason. But Saturday morning, the Bayou Hills Run taking place over, they started over at Bayview Park in East Hill. The race starts at 7, kids race at 9. The Bayou Hills Run, pretty prestigious event here. It's one of Pensacola's oldest running events and has partnered with the City of Pensacola to make it the official Pensacola 5 and 10K City of Pensacola Championships. In fact, they give the awards during an upcoming council meeting.
Oh, wow.
The city councilman will hand out the awards.
All righty. And Cameron Hayward clarifying his comments about an all-time QB, the Steelers defensive end, Steelers legend, I might add, told NFL Network on Wednesday that it would be really cool to have a guy like Aaron Rodgers on the team. However, he said a week ago that he would not join the former Super Bowl champion on a darkness retreat, nor would he bend over backwards to recruit him. Rodgers running out of suitors after the Giants signed Russell Wilson on Tuesday.
Where do you think he's going to end up?
I don't know. I think he should have retired a fortnight ago. I'm assuming he's going to go to the Steelers. All the Steelers have is Mason Rudolph now. So it would be his job to lose, I'd assume.
Okay. Makes sense. You know, you were talking about food.
Yes. I do that often.
Food that will upset your stomach by the sixth inning if you get it by the second. Wahoo's in the same ballgame here, preparing to showcase new and exciting concession items for the 2025 season, plus a new grab-and-go automated storefront on the main concourse. Award-winning executive chef Travis Wilson will be offering an extensive variety of food this season over at the ballpark.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, had some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that has since cleared out, and there's nothing else going on from what I can see, so thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, sitting at 72 degrees, low of 62. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, high of 74, low of 65.
Okay, so there you are. You've got a kind of a snapshot of our local weather, if you don't mind racking 0804 for me.
Yep.
And I want to give you a snapshot of what the country is going to look like in the next couple of days. Storms continuing in the northwest, while snow is expected in the central U.S. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest Fox weather.
The northwest is getting clobbered with heavy rain, wind, and mountain snow. Some of this energy is going to help strengthen our next big cross-country storm system, developing over the weekend and bringing the potential for another severe weather event for areas impacted by dozens of tornadoes almost 2 weeks ago. Snow and ice expected over the northern plains and into the upper Great Lakes on Friday. We've got heavy rain and thunderstorms expected to develop today in Texas as well. Fox Weather, for all of your latest details, I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
It's a good thing that we had just gotten a national look at the weather because just in time for a couple more national headlines here. A top leader of an international criminal and terrorist gang under arrest. The FBI said a 24-year-old leader of the MS-13 gang was arrested this morning in Virginia. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the arrest came from a joint operation among federal agencies and local police.
Okay, SpaceX preparing to launch a 4-person mission on its first polar orbit mission. Now, this is interesting. Chris DeMeo has more.
It'll happen in a SpaceX Dragon capsule that could unlock a new area in space for future space flights. This will be the first to view the Earth's north and south poles from low Earth orbit. The crew is aiming to conduct 22 different research experiments during the flight. They'll also conduct several biomedical research studies in orbit, including taking the first X-ray in space using a mobile MRI device. SpaceX says the crew completed their final training for the mission last week. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And President Trump says he's asking his nominee for U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. to stay in Congress. Trump said it's essential that New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stay in the House as Republicans need every seat they can get. The president said she has been vital to pushing forward his administration's agenda and added that he doesn't want to take a chance on anyone else running for her seat.
Yeah, they've been giving away a lot of those seats, especially here in Florida. They stripped a lot of our lawmakers and who are now up in Washington. Speaking of lawmakers, well, on the House Doge Committee, they're taking aim at NPR and PBS, holding a hearing today with the company's leaders. Fox has more from Capitol Hill.
A couple of headlines from this hearing. The CEO of NPR, Catherine Marsh, had to eat her own words about past disparaging comments that she tweeted about President Trump. She skipped a hearing last year about allegations of bias at NPR. She also admitted that her news organization failed to cover the Hunter Biden laptop story more aggressively and sooner. Now, President Trump wants to defund NPR, calling the organization unfair. While Republicans say PBS airs inappropriate content for children, playing out a video of a drag queen, PBS denied that.
Also, earlier this hour, we were talking about a Tesla attacker in Manatee County, but it's not just in the Sunshine State, of course. A man who allegedly made what authorities are saying was a targeted attack at a Tesla collision center in Las Vegas is under arrest. Paul Kim is his name. He's charged with arson and possessing an explosive device. Five vehicles were damaged, and police said they believe the same person who set the fires also fired gunshots into the cars. Last but not least, the word resist was spray-painted onto the Tesla center's front doors.
All right. FDOT says drivers will encounter traffic disruptions. Today, a three-month closure of Stacy Road, this is between West Quintet and Coweta Roads, got underway while crews installed a new storm drainage system. Traffic will be detoured along Highway 95A and Coweta Road. That road is expected to reopen by Tuesday, July 1st.
All right, just about 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some health headlines for you, followed maybe by some business news if we got time for it. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Get your tickets to Pass a Good Time, New Orleans style, at the Sasebon WSRE Wine and Food Classic on Saturday, March 29th. This year's event will let the good times roll with celebrity chef John Besh and the big easy sounds of Corey LaDay Zydeco on the WSRE Amos Studio stage. Enjoy Creole-inspired cuisine at the Walkabout Tasting and cast a vote for your favorite local chef. Go to WSRE.org/events for tickets and event details.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the proposal by Speaker of the House of Representatives in Tallahassee, Danny Perez, to eliminate a chunk of the state sales tax, reducing it from 6% to 5.25%, $5 billion a year of revenue. The sudden dust-up over the $2 million at Escambia County seemed like they had proposed to fund the demolition of the Old Baptist Hospital, which now they're acting like they don't have the money to do. And Kermit the Frog giving a commencement address? You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, it's 6:52. News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great day today. We do appreciate you making the selection to take us along with you. A measles outbreak in the U.S. is growing. This is something to be concerned about. Tanya J. Powers tells us more.
Just 3 months into 2025, the number of measles cases in the U.S. has topped infections for the entire year of 2024. Numbers from the Centers for Disease Control find that as of March 20th, there have been 378 cases in 18 states, including Alaska, California, Georgia, Kansas, and New York. The largest outbreaks have been reported in West Texas, spreading to New Mexico. New cases have been reported in two Ohio counties, prompting that state's top health official to urge Ohioans to vaccinate their children against the virus. The CDC says in 95% of the nationwide cases, the vaccination status is unvaccinated or unknown. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Department of Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. says upcoming job and division cuts are meant to save close to $2 billion yearly. The department announced it's cutting 10,000 jobs in addition to the 10,000 employees who voluntarily resigned earlier this year. Kennedy added that the department will consolidate from 28 to 15 divisions and will reduce its regional offices from 10 to 5.
New analysis out today finds that some health insurance companies got paid twice by the Medicaid system, costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Tanya J. Powers has more on this story.
The investigation by the Wall Street Journal looked at Medicaid data and found that between 2019 and 2021, health insurers collected at least $4.3 billion for patients who were enrolled in other states. Insurance companies are paid by state and local governments to cover low-income Medicaid recipients. The analysis found that patients were signed up in two states at once, in many cases following a move from one to the other. It showed that double payments nationwide increased from $814 million in 2019 to $2.1 billion in 2021. Insurers say it's up to the states to verify people's eligibility and disenroll them if necessary. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the CDC withdrawing over $11 billion allocated to health departments across the U.S. to help fight COVID. A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services says they will no longer waste billions of taxpayer dollars responding to a non-existent pandemic that Americans moved on from years ago. HHS oversees over a dozen agencies, including, of course, the CDC.
Well, you may want to keep that wrapper on that piece of gum you're about to pop into your mouth. There's an explanation, and C.J. Papa has it.
That stick of gum could stick with you for a long time. Researchers at UCLA find chewing gum can add microplastics to your saliva, contributing to the accumulation of the tiny particles in the human body. Scientists chowing down on 10 major brands of gum and finding over 600 microplastic particles per gram released into saliva. It's an alarming trend for scientists who say these particles show up in everything from blood to vital organs. According to the study's principal investigator, most of the microplastics detached from gum within the first 2 minutes of chewing. The FDA currently has no limits for microplastics in food and maintains current evidence doesn't show harm. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
One final check of the roads and weather for you here. Not too much going on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Right now it's 72 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be mostly sunny, high of 74, low of 65. And starting Saturday, bleeding all the way into Monday, we are going to be dealing with some rainfall chances, with the highest seen right now on Monday getting as high as 70%.
Here's today's business news.
Did you say 70% chance of rain on Monday?
That's what's listed currently.
Jeez, Pete's. Outdoor recreation product company, Yeti, my favorite cup company. Had my Yeti for 10 years now. Facing backlash from a conservative women's group. I'm sure they're not happy with them. Here's Fox's Sue Guzman.
The Claire Booth Luce Center for Conservative Women calling out Yeti after it denied a request to make more than $1,600 worth of its popular thermal mugs with their logo on it. This after fulfilling a previous order last year with the same logo. Fox Business reaching out to the company, which said it has a policy that prevents customizing products aligned with any political affiliations or organizations, adding, "We regret that due to a mistake, the policy was not followed on the previous order." The Claire Booth Luce Center for Conservative Women describing its ordeal on Instagram, saying, "We thought cancel culture went out with 2024, but here we are," adding, "Yeti, do better." Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And more than 9 million Americans could see significant declines in their credit scores as their student loans go unpaid. Delinquent student loans are going to soon start showing up on credit reports for the first time since the COVID pandemic, when borrowers were allowed to pause their payments. A new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York finds that 15% of loan holders are now behind on payments.
Okay, President Trump has announced a 25% tariff on automobile imports. Watch those prices rise. Madison Allworth has the details.
He was saying that he really wants to onshore car manufacturing and incentivize automakers to build here. He says he's talked to the automakers, and the ones that have factories here are thrilled, and the ones that don't, they're going to have to get going and build them. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says that the auto tariffs are a, quote, direct attack on his country, and that once he sees the details, he will take retaliatory measures. The EU Commission spokesperson also saying that the European Union will issue a response to new import tariffs in a timely manner. But Trump saying on Truth Social, quote, if the European Union works with Canada in order to do economic harm to the USA, large-scale tariffs will be placed on them both.
And, you know, speaking of this subject matter, some Ferrari cars are about to become more expensive because the Italian automaker announced it will raise prices 10% for certain models after April 1st in response to the new tariffs. The tariffs will raise the price of Ferrari's Purosangue SUV by about $43,000 and the limited edition F80 by more than $350,000. Cars imported before April 2nd will not be hit with a price hike.
Drop in the bucket there for those prices, let me tell you. Ever wanted an apartment with a view of a baseball stadium? Well, yeah. Now you can rent one for a pretty good sizable amount. These luxury condos available right now in St. Louis.
I asked the COO of Ballpark Village, what kind of customers do they have? And he said there's a good mix of people that want to be in this entertainment district. There's about 297 units here, with 50% of the units having a view of the stadium. And of course, you have luxurious amenities. I want to point out, though, that this is not their only condo building that they have. They also have one for Rangers fans in Arlington, Texas. And other companies are dabbling in this, too. So you'll see them in places like Chicago, Minneapolis, San Diego. And you might be wondering, how much does this cost? A two-bedroom apartment goes for $4,295, but units start at about $1,800.
Okay, not many days away. Cinemas in the Sand, free movie nights on the Casino Beach stage, returns in 15 days. Friday, April 11th with Parent Trap featuring Haley Mills. Don't forget to bring along the beach chair and cooler. Leave the pets and glass at home. For Chris Bryant, Austin Price. We'll be back at 4 tomorrow.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.